Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, the Omer Rabbi Lozer. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, David Ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac Ben Ruchama, Miriam Basara Dina, Menachem Mendel Ben Yehuda Schaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos, the Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Ilu Nishmas, Nachum Ben Amram, Devora Bas Shalom, and Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Gemara was discussing the idea of Zecher Tzadik Levracha and Shem Rishon Yirkov. The Gemara mentioned a few Mamorei Agada in the name of the Amora Rabbi Lazar, and the Gemara is now going to do what it always does when it comes to Agadata, and that is digress. Sometimes the Gemara digresses from topic to within that topic, and sometimes the digression is more with regards to the Amora or the Tana that's being mentioned. So we're going to mention now more halachos that Rabbi Lazar said. So the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Lazar said, if somebody forgets one thing from his learning, Gairam Galus Labanam, he causes his children to go to Galus, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vatishkach Teiras Eloikecha, you forgot Teira, Eshkach Banecha Gamoni, and because of that, I'm going to forget you, I'm going to forget your children specifically, they're going to end up in Galus. Rabbi Avo added to that. He said, Mayrida Noisem Migdulasai, that if somebody forgets his learning, he loses his Gedula, Shenemar, because that very same Pasuk says, Ki Ato Hadas Moasto, the emoscha mikahinli, that because of the fact that you were moyes das, so the emoscha mikahinli, where previously you were a kohen, you're no longer going to be a kohen. So this is a dvar agada that mentions how chomer it is for somebody to forget his learning. Kolam shakeach David mitamudai gorim galus labanov. That's very serious. My ridin oisai migdulasai. There's other places where the Gemara says that if somebody forgets his learning, he's chayev misa. Which, again, sounds very, very chomer, but it's Yidua that the Brisker Rav brings from Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Reb Chaim Volozhin said that this, the Chazal spoke so harshly about somebody forgetting his learning, that was only before Torah Shebaal Peh was able to be written. So when Torah Shebaal Peh had to be transmitted Baal Peh, if somebody forgot his learning, so there was a risk that part of the Mesorah was going to be forgotten. And therefore, Chazal were very, very machmer when it came to the idea of not forgetting a person's Torah. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that once Torah Shebaal Peh was allowed to be written, even though, of course, you want to remember your learning, Ashrei Misha Balakan v'Talmudai b'yadai. But at the same time, if somebody forgets his learning, he's not Chayiv Misa. And it's very Yitochin that these Gemaras that we just learned right now, Goyrim Golos Labanov, Merida Noisa Migdulasai, that was all in the world where Torah Shebaal Peh could not be written. As a result, remembering it and transmitting it was so critical. Zokhti Gemara, Am Rab Chinyi Bar Abba, Am Rab Yoichanan, Ein Tzadik Niftim, and Oigum Achin Nivet Tzadik Amoisai, a Tzadik that passes away, so before he dies, there's another Tzadik that's kamoisai, that's born. Now, the pasuk says, "V'zorach Hashemesh uva Hashemesh." Actually, kafsa shimshoy shal Eli. Before the Shemesh, the son of Eli, was extinguished, zorach shimshoy shal Shmuel Aramasi, the Shemesh of Shmuel Aramasi began to shine. So, there's an idea that ein tzaddik niftam in the olam ad shenivra tzaddik kamoisai. The Gemara elaborates on this in other places. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Kedushin, Yom Shemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi Yom Shemes Rabbi Noilad Rabbi Yehuda Yom Shemes Rabbi Yehuda Noilad Rava Yom Shemes Rava Noilad Ravashi. So this is an idea that you find in many different places. Not long ago we mentioned the epic hesped Rabbi Meir Shapiro gave on the Chafetz Chaim, and he said that he made a cheshbon that the Chafetz Chaim was born a few years before the Ptira of the Chassam Sofer, and it was literally a gather of Anshalei Kofsa Shimshoi Shalach Chassam Sofer Zorcha Shimshoi Shalach Chafetz Chaim. But this is a Messiah that we have, that Vizorach Hashemesh Uva Hashemesh, that there's always Gedolim, every generation has the Gadol Adar that passes away. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that there'll never be a moment that Bnei Yisrael will be without a leader, and therefore there's this Haftach of Vizarech HaShemesh Uvah HaShemesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there aren't that many Tzadikim. Amad v'shaslan b'chol dar v'dar. So what Hashem did was, he diversified them. He took the Tzadikim, and he made sure that every generation was going to have a Tzadik. Because if you would have one generation that would have a disproportionate amount of tzaddikim, so it would be at the expense of other generations. So there was a cheshbin amad v'shaslam b'chol davar darshin. Emer ki l'Hashem mitzuke eretz v'yoshes aleihem tevel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad oylem eskayim. The world can stand even because of one tzaddik. Shenemar v'tzaddik yisoyed oylem. Very straightforward. Tzaddik is the foundation of the world. Rabbi Yehuda dey amar. So this Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was one of the great talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. So he said in the name of his Rebbe that the world stands sometimes even on the plates of one tzaddik. It's a pasuk v'tzaddik yisoyed oylem. Rabbi Yehuda said, I know it from somewhere else. Mehacha ragle chasidov yishmar. That the feet of the chassidim yishmar, that protects the world. Frank the Gemara, what do you see from this pasuk that the world could stand on one tzaddik? If anything, chassidov, tuva mashma, it's a lashon rabbim, it sounds like many chassidim. Avraham Nachum HaYitzchak, chassidov, except it's true, the way you read the word is chassidov, but the way it's written is as if it would say chassidoi, which is a lashon yachid. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kivut yatzar Rav Shlaisa Shalvadav Alechatov. A person goes the majority of his life and he doesn't sin. Shuvay nichoyt. He's not going to sin anymore. Shenema ragli chassidov yishmar. So in this drasha, ragli chassidov means the back end of a person's life. That's what the ragli means in this pasuk. So if a person can make it through roiv of his life without sinning, because at that point, ragli chasidav yishmar. The Rabbi Sheila Amri, kim shabali yodet varavera, pamri shayna vashni. If a person has an avera which comes his way once or twice, and he's able to overcome his yitzahara shuv einichayte, he doesn't have to be concerned that he's going to stumble again. Shenemar, ragli chasidav yishmar. And in this drasha, the word ragli is miloshin regalim. Shalish regalim, three times. So if a person already went through ragle and he was able to overcome his yetzahara, at that point chasidav yishmar, at that point he's going to have a shmira. So what does ragle chasidav yishmar mean? So we have three drashas. The first drasha is that afilu b'shvil tzadik echad ha'olam iskayim. Second drasha is kiven sheyatzu roiv shnoisav shaladim v'leichato shuvei nechayte. The third drasha is kiven shabali yadid varaveira pan rishayne v'shniyav v'nechayte shuvei nechayte. The literal meaning of the pasuk is that Hashem protects the chassid. And the truth is that we've spoken about this over the years. There's a special shmirah, you find this throughout Tanakh, that a chassid has. And really, a chassid is a madrega in avodas Hashem. The Mesillas Yesharim has a whole midas hachassidus that he talks about. It's one of the madregas, in some gersois, it's the highest madrega of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. But we know that the four madregas in avodas Hashem are merumas in the name Yitzchak, Yashar, Tzadik, Chassid and Kaddish. But you always find that the Chassid has a Shmira. L'David Shamra Nafshi Ki Chassid on it. This is a Pasuk, Ragli Chassid of Yishmar. Three different drashas, what we learn from here. Amar Reish Lakish, Maitech Siv, all classic Imaras. Imla Leitzim, Hu Yalitz, Vila Anovim Yitain Che. Balitame, said Reish Lakish, this Pasuk is one of the biggest Yisoidas in life. And it's certainly one of the biggest Yisoidas in Avodas Hashem. A person that wants to become Tameh, Paiskhanoi. They open up the door for him. Meaning, if somebody wants to do Averis, he'll be allowed to do Averis. A person shouldn't expect there to suddenly be this major deterrent not allowing a person to do an Aver. You want to do an Aver? Knock yourself out. They're going to allow you to do it. Bolitame, poischenoi. Bolitair. What about a person that wants to do a good thing? Not just poischenoi, but messianoi. He actually gets help. But there's a very not so subtle difference between the Lashon poischenoi and messianoi. Poischenoi means a person wants to open the door that he's not supposed to open. He can't get it open. Poischenoi, we'll open it. We're not going to walk him in, but we'll open the door for him. Bolitair. Messianoi say, Messian Zalashin Rabbim, they, the whole Bria, Malachim, the Srafim, the Chayas, the Ifani HaKadosh, everybody gets to work to help this year do what he wants to do. Tanit Rabbi Shema, Mashal Adam, this nuance, the difference between Poischenoi and Messianoi, so you could explain what a Mashal. There was a person, and he used to sell different spices. Bolim, they're native. Somebody comes and he wants to buy Naft, so the Meicher is going to tell the buyer, and Naft apparently doesn't smell very good. So the Meicher is going to say, I'm not going to sit and help you measure, you want it? He's holding his nose. Measure it, buy it, pay, I'll give it to you. But if a person wants to buy a farisman already smells good. Because then there's already a perk in simply measuring it because you're going to end up smelling good. So in the same vein, Devishta says, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'll sell it to you. You want to buy it? It's yours. Machrolach. But at the same time, I don't want to get involved in it. Then already the Malachim, and then there's a special siyata d'shmai. Tanu v'Rabbi Yishmael, averim betam temes libe shel adam. If a person does an avera, it causes timtum halev. The Marsha says in Masechet Shabbos, daf lamid gimel amid aleph, that stam avera in Shas means nus. It means gilui arayis. So we're talking about pashtos gilui arayis. Avera betam temes libe shel adam. So what does metam temes mean? Top line in Rashi, oitemes. It stops a person from chachma. Shenema, what's the makar? Because it says in the Torah, "Al tishak tzuas nafshoy seichem b'chol asheretz hasheretz v'loisi tamu b'hem v'nit meisen b'am." Now, Pasha, what the pasuk means is v'loisi tamu b'hem. Don't become tame with the shratzim v'nit meisen b'am. Because if you do, you're going to be tame. But al tikri v'nit meisam miloshen tomo ela v'nitamtem, which is miloshen timtom. So if a person does averos, it causes his mayonis achochma to be stuffed, and it impacts his ability to be able to ponder chochma and to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanu Rabbanon al sitamu behem v'nit meisam. I'm the same pasuk. Other matam atzmi mad. A different Josh, a person that's matam himself a little bit. Matam noisei harbi milmata. He's gonna matam noisei harbi. They're gonna end up being matam him a lot milmata. If someone's matam himself milmata, matam noisei milmalo. But oilam azeh. If someone's matam himself and oilam azeh, matam noisei lo oilam abo. In other words, there's a concept of in tazveni yoim. That if a person's metam himself a little bit, so the tumma ends up being piled onto him. The opposite. Oh, the mekadosh atzmi mad, mekadosh noisei harbi. No matter if someone's mekadosh himself down on this world, mekadosh noisei mamalo. But if someone's mekadosh himself in this world, mekadosh noisei leilam haba, they'll be mekadosh in the next world. Hadron aloch amar lohem hamemuna vayter. So this next perek is a classic perek. Perek Toraf Bekalpi. So Perek Toraf Bekalpi begins where the previous Perek ended before the digression, and that is the Kalpi that had the two Geirolos inside, which one of which said Lashem, the other one said Lazazel, and they were meant for the two Seirim, one of which was going to be Lashem, and the other one was going to be Lazazel. So like we mentioned last time, really this sugya requires an introduction, and we'll do it in the next few days, Metz Hashem. But for now, we're just going to start the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to digress immediately, so even though the sugya is going to begin talking about the Sar Echad Lashem and the Sar Echad Lazazel, but really, in a few moments, we're going to digress again, and we're going to have some more classic Gemaras, and some more Divrei Agadah. But just from a super high level, there were two goats that were part of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. One goat was brought Lashem, which meant it was a carbon. It was brought in the Beis HaMikdash with a Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, special Zrikas, but it was a regular carbon. The other Sar was Lazazel. It went to the Midbar, and it had a very unique type of Avodah that was done with it. How was it determined which goat was going to be Lashem and which one was going to be Lazazel? So Chazal said it was done in a very, very precise way. Two goats had to be brought. The two goats looked identical. They had to be placed in front of the Kohen. And the Kohen made a Geirul. And the Geirul was going to determine which one of the goats was going to be Lashem, which one of the goats was going to be Lazazel. Now the Gemara gave us a little bit of a sneak preview into what this Geirul looked like. So there was a Kalpi. That's a basket. Inside the basket there were two Geirulos. There were two just pieces of wood. One of them said Lashem. The other one said Lazazel. The Kohen Gadol, because everything was done by the Kohen Gadol, would stick his hand into the Kalpi. He would take out these two Geirolos. He would place one on one of the animals. He would place the other one on the other animal. Whichever animal had Lashem, that one goes down as being Lashem. The one that said Lazazel, that was the one that ended up being Lazazel. This Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara is going to describe it in a little more detail. Taref the Kalpi. So the Kohen Gadol would stick his hand into the Kalpi, but he would be Toref. Toref, Rashi says, means pisoin, betrefa ubechatifa. It means he would chap it. He had to move very, very fast. The Gemara is going to explain why. The hell is Shnei Geirolos. And he took out these two Geirolos. Echad kasav olav Hashem. One of them said, Hashem, echad kasav olav Lazazel. And the other one said, Lazazel. Askan be min of Rosh Beis of Bismut. The Skan was standing to his right. And the Rosh Beis of, he's the head of the Kohanim that would have been serving in the Beis HaMikdash that day had it not been Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. So really the Kohen Gadol is doing everything. But had it been an ordinary day, there would have been a Beis Av. Whoever the Rosh is, this was his Shtela. So the Skan was to his right, the Rosh was always to his left. Imshal Shem Oyla B'Yaminoi. So the Kohen Gadol sticks his two hands into the Kalpi. Now, if the Shem came into his right hand, Askan, who's standing to his right, Oimele would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha. He would say, my master Kohen Gadol, lift your right hand. And he would say that because it was to his right. And if the Shal Shem came to his left, Reish Beisav, Oimele, the Reish Beisav would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha, lift your left hand. He would then put them on the two seerim for Oimele, and he would say, Lashem Chatos. Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't have to say the word Chatos. Elo Lashem, he would just say the word Lashem, and they would answer after him, Baruch Shem, Kivoid Malchusoy, La'olam Vod. So there's a lot of information. The Gemara is going to discuss this. So again, the first halacha of the Mishnah was Taraf Bekalpi. He would stick his hand into the kalpi, and he would do it very, very quickly. So the Gemara, Lomali Taraf Bekalpi, why do you have to do it very fast? So the Gemara says, Gehecha Delo Nechavin Velishka. Because it was possible for the Kohen Gadol to be able to feel out the Goyrol, to tell which one was Lashem and which one was Lazaza. And we didn't want him to have the ability to do it. Meaning, we wanted it to be 100% spontaneous. He has no idea which one's going to be Lashem and which one's going to be Lazaza. So he sticks his hand into the kalpi, and he removes the Goyrol very, very quickly. Like this, he has no time. He has no ability to be able to figure out which one's Lashem and which one's Lazaza. So Amar Rava. Rava said, Kalpi Shalei Tzoysa. The kalpi was made out of wood. Vishal Chol Hoysa. It wasn't a klisharis. It was chulin. Ve'ina machzekis elishtei yadayim. And it was only big enough for it to fit two hands. Maskev l'Rabina. So Rabina said, Bishlam ve'ina machzekis elishtei yadayim. I understand why we didn't want it to be too big. Meaning, he was only able to fit two hands. Keichad lo l'chav and v'lishko. Because we don't want to be able to move his hands around inside the kalpi to be able to figure out which one is Lashem and which one is Lazaza. Just like we said, he had to be Tarif Kalpi, had to do it very fast. So for the same price, we don't want him to have too much wiggle room for him to be able to figure out which is Lashem and which one's Lazaza. Elo shel chol. But why was it made out of chol? That seems so interesting. Nikatsha, make it hektish. Why would it be shel chol? It's being used in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Yom HaKadosh. It's the day of Kodesh Kadoshim, of Shabbos Shabbosim. Why punk this kalpi was made of chol? Says the Gemara, Imkein Havali Klishori Shalitz. The reason is because it was made of wood. And you can't make a klisharis of wood because the klisharis, the eight, lay of the inon. So being that was made out of wood, we had no choice. It had to be a klicha. Frank the Gemara, the obvious question, when he abdu the kesef and abdu the zav. Who said made it out of wood? Making it out of silver, make it out of gold, like all the other klisharis. And like this, will be able to be kodesh. Like the Gemara, Torah chasa al memoinim shel Yisrael. The Torah had rachmanis on memoinim shel Yisrael. And the Torah didn't want that the Yidin should have to spend too much money. So it's interesting. Sometimes Chazal invoked this idea of that Torah chasa al memoinim shel Yisrael. There are times where Chazal actually invoke an opposite idea, and that is Ein Anius B'Mokim Ashiras. So the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokim of Ashiras, and there's a concept of Ein Anius B'Mokim Ashiras. Over the years, we've spoken at a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda who asked this question: why is it that sometimes Chazal say HaTorah Chasa Al Mamoinim She Yisrael, and sometimes Chazal said Ein Anius B'Mokim Ashiras? And how do you know when to say what? But it's interesting because there was so much silver and there was gold and the Beis HaMikdash was a very expensive operation on top of everything else. Yet, every now and again, Chazal said, HaTorah Chasa Al Mamoinim Shel Yisrael. Punk, when it came to this kalpi, now we don't want it to be out of gold. Now we want it to be out of wood. And because it's going to have to be out of wood, and the Halachah's cliche is the Eitz Le'Avdina, so we have no choice. It's going to end up being a cliche, which the Gemara acknowledges a bit. The Yevet, punk over here, we have this Halachah. So again, this is something that's Sarech Bir, but it's part of a broader discussion. So, the Gemara, Bas Nisan, Loikai Tana, our Mishnah that described the Goyrol in the way it did, is not like the following Tanya. To the right side, we said the name Rabbi Yez, Askan to Kohen Gadol Machnis and Yod. So the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol would stick his two hands into the kalpi, and one of the Goyrolos would be in his right, and one of his Goyrolos would be on his left. And depending on whether the Lashem ended up in his right or in his left, that determined who would tell the Kohen Gadol what to do, right? If it was to his right, so the Skan who was standing to his right would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbi Yemincha. And if Hashem ended up in his left hand, the Rosh Bezav, who was standing to his left, he would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbi Smelcha. But the point that we need for this next Gemara is that both Goyrolos were in the two hands of the Kohen Gadol. One was in his right hand, one was in his left hand. A little bit of suspense whether the Lashem is in the right and the Azazel is the left, or whether vice versa. But regardless, this Nusach of how it happened is not like the following. Tana, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda in the name Rabbi Eliezer, who said, Haskan v'Kohen Gadol machnisin yadam kalpi. It was the Skan and the Kohen Gadol that would stick their two hands into the kalpi. They would both put their right hands into the kalpi. Now, if the shel shem ended up in the right hand of the kohen gadol, haskan oimeloi ishi kohen gadol hagbe yemincha. The skan who is standing to the right of the kohen gadol, the lashem is in the right hand of the kohen gadol, would tell him, hagbe yemincha, lift your right hand. Imbi minishal skan. If it ended up in the right hand of the skan, oilo roish bezav. The roish bezav who was standing to the left of the kohen gadol, oimalei the kohen gadol would tell the kohen gadol, daber milech, say what you have to say. So regardless, the kohen gadol is the one that's going to say lashem. That's for sure. What's different over here is how exactly these two geirolis are emerging from the kalpi. In the nusach of the Mishnah, the kohen gadol takes both of his hands, he puts them both into the kalpi, his right and his left. So the lashem is going to be in one hand, and the lazos is going to be in the other hand. The way Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer was, the skan and the kohen gadol both put one hand in. Which hand? The right hand. And depending on which hand it was, that determined who said the next part. If it was in the right hand of the kohen gadol, so the skan would tell him, ishi kohen gadol hagbe yemincha. If it ended up in the right hand of the skan, then the roish base of would tell the kohen gadol hagbe. So again, they're talking to the kohen gadol. The question is the skan talking to the kohen gadol, or is the roish base of talking to the kohen gadol? And it depends on whether the lashem ended up in the right hand of the kohen gadol, the right hand of the skan. A little confusing. But the Gemara says, the name of the skan, in the event that it ended up in the right hand of the skan, why is the roish base of telling the kohen gadol what to say? Why isn't it the skan that's telling him? Sok the Gemara, kimid le salik biyadei chol shadayte. Because as it is, the kohen gadol already has a little bit of chalish zadas. He would have loved for the lashem to be in his right hand, not in the skan's right hand. Instead, it's in the skan. Now the skan's telling him what to say. So not only are you the one that's holding the lashem, but I'm following your orders. So we have to be sensitive to the pride of the kohen gadol, chol shadayte, and therefore we don't do that. But again, so we have a machlokes between these two nuschos. The two gerolis, the two hands of the kohen gadol, or the two right hands, one of the kohen gadol and one of the skan. So my kamifli, what's the machlokes? So the gemara, there's a hezber in the machlokes. Marisov, you mean the skan, other bismol, the kohen gadol. The Tana of the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, held that the right hand of the skan is more chashuv than the left hand of the kohen gadol. So therefore, the two hands are the right hand of the kohen gadol and the right hand of the skan. Marsav, the Tana of the Mishnah, no, the right hand of the skan is equal to the left hand of the kohen gadol. So therefore, we just say, let the kohen gadol put his two hands inside. Zok the Gemara, man hai Tana, the Polik led Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the Tana that argued with Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Zok the Gemara, it's none other than Rabbi Chanina. Why was the skan to the right of the kohen gadol? Meaning, what was his function? So Rav Chanina skan kohanim downplayed the role of the skan kohen gadol. Ironically, he said him ira by psul kohen gadol. His whole job is that if something happens to the kohen gadol, nichnas skanu meshamish tachtav. He comes in and he now becomes the most powerful person in the Beis Hamikdash. But if nothing happens to the kohen gadol, the skan doesn't have any job. So Rav Chanina skan kohanim who holds that the skan kohen gadol had no real job of significance, he must be the Tana of the Mishnah. Because if Rav Chanina skan kohanim held that the skan kohen gadol took his right hand and he put it into the kalpi, so how could he say that this lama skan shem ira by psul the kohen gadol? What do you mean? He has a job. There's something that he actually has to do. He's involved over here. So vice versa, Rav Chanina skan kohanim that he wasn't doing anything. Lama skan be minoy just to be there in case something happens to the kohen gadol. What do you mean? I thought he has some sort of shteller. Vice versa, this shteller is not real and therefore it's not his. So the time of the Mishnah is Rav Chanina skan kohanim. Either way, so we have two nuschos of exactly how the geirolos were taken out of the kalpi. We're going to revisit the geirol very much in the coming daffin. But for now, the machlokes is, was it that the kohen gadol took his two hands, his right hand and his left hand, and put them into the kalpi? One would end up with the lashem, the other one would end up with the azazel. Or did the kohen gadol put his right hand in, and did the skad kohen gadol put his right hand in? Now, one thing emerges from the way Rashi explains the Gemara, and we'll see it more right now, and that is, there was a chashivus for the geirol that said Lashem to end up in the right hand of the kohen gadol. That was a big deal. So, simon milsi, and it wasn't like, doesn't really matter, this is just the process, whether it's in his right or in his left, samach nishtois. No, it very much mattered. There was some significance if that's the way it played itself out, and The Gemara now is going to segue on that note and bring us another classic Gemara. So many classic Gemaras in today's Tanu Rabban. Arban Shana Shashim Shimon HaTzadik. The 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol. So these 40 years were somewhere in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Shimon HaTzadik, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, was from the Shiari Anshei Knesset HaGdol. And he was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. And the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol are described often in utopian terms. This was the best of days. Bayis Sheni in general was sometimes dark times for the Bnei Yisrael. But the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, as we're about to see, was really a bechina of Bayis Rishon. So it says the Brayis in the 40s, Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. The Goyer will always end up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. Mikan the Elach, afterwards, Pamam Ayil Bimim, Pamam Ayil Bismal. Sometimes it would be in his right hand, sometimes in his left hand. Vayu Lashon Shel Zohiris Malbin. There was a red string that was tied to the Sar Lazazel. And this red string would sometimes turn white as the Sar was being knocked down the mountain. Sometimes it wouldn't. Again, we'll see more about this later in the Masechta. During the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, that Lashon Shel Zohiris, that red string, always turned white. Mikan de'elach, after the Petir of Shimon HaTzadik, Pomim, Malvin, Pomim, Eidim, Malvin. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. For your Ner Maravi Doilik. The Ner Maravi used to burn. So the Ner Maravi was one of the Neiros of the Menorah, and it was a miracle that happened with the Ner Maravi, because the Kohen Gadol would light at the same time that he lit all the other candles, but the Ner Maravi would light for longer. So the Kohen Gadol would light the, or the Kohen, every night in the Beis HaMikdash, Valoischas HaNeiros, Hadlok was even Ksheir Bazar. So he would light the Menorah at night, and then in the morning he would come and he'd be Mate of the Neiros. But when he came in the morning to be Mate of the Neiros, the Ner Maravi was still lit, and it would remain lit until that night when he had to go light the Menorah again. Then he would be Mate of the Ner Maravi, and he would light. But the point is, he would light the Ner Maravi together with all the other Neiros, and miraculously, it would just remain lit for longer. He came to Elach after the Petir of Shimon HaTzadik, Palman Doy, the Palman Gava. Sometimes it would remain lit, sometimes it would extinguish. The fire of the Marach used to knock during the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik. And the Kehanim never had to add wood to the Maracha, chutz mishnei gzirei etzim, with the exception of the shnei gzirei etzim, which was brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. But that was simply the Lekayim mitzvah etzim. That's because there was a mitzvah. But other than the mitzvah, the Maracha was always mekam de'elach after the Rishim and Asadik pomim miskaber pomim ein miskaber. Sometimes the Maracha would burn powerfully, and sometimes not. The Kehanim nimdom alavi etzim Maracha kol ayemku, and the whole day the Kehanim were busy carrying wood and adding fuel to the fire. And Shalcha bracha ba'omer. Additionally, during the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a bracha in the carbon. That was brought on Shavuos. Ubelechem Aponim. That was every single Shabbos. What was the bracha? The whole koyin shemagiyah kizayis. Every koyin would get a kizayis. So all the anshei mishma would come. They would divide the omer, the shtei alechem, and the lechem aponim, and everybody would get a kizayis. Now from that kizayis, yesh oichloi v'saveya. Some people would eat the kizayis and they would be full. V'yesh oichloi u'moisa. And then there were people that would eat the kizayis and they were so full they couldn't even finish the kizayis. Mikan ve'elach. After the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, nishtalcha me'era ba'omer. There was a me'era in the omer. There was a klala in the omer. Ubishtei alechem. Ubelechem aponim. And every kohen, when they were divided up, would end up getting less than a kezayis. Meaning, when they would divide all the matnas kahuna, there wasn't a full kezayis for everybody. Tznuin, moishchin es yedeim, says the Braisa. The tznuin, meaning these were the chasha people, the balei midos, because of the fact that they couldn't find they didn't have a kezayis, so all they had was a pull, so they knew they weren't having a shear anyways, so they were moishchin es yedeim. But the gargaronim, these were the fressers, these were the people that had a hearty appetite, so they were noiklin v'oichlin. They would take, even though there was less than a kezayis, they were the one enemies. In fact, Ma'isabach, there was a story with one person, he once took his chelik and he took his friend's chelik, Ben Chamsen. And they called him Ben Chamsen until the day that he died. What does Chamsen mean? Rashi, Gazlan. Amar Rabbi Bar Shela Mikro, what's the makar that the word Chamsen means Gazlan? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Elokei palteini miyad rosho, Mikaf ma'avel v'choymetz. And v'choymetz in that pasuk means the gazel. Rabbi had a different pasuk. Yeshaya perek aleph. Chazoyin Yeshayo. Limdu heitev, dirshu mishpat, ashru chomoitz, shiftu yosoyim, rivoy amana. Chomoitz in that pasuk means a nigzal. Ashrei chomoitz, v'al ta'ashru choymetz. Ashru is a bracha that the nigzal should be gebenched, as opposed to the choymetz. That's the Gazlan. But the point is, you see, Chamtsin is a Lashon of Gazlan. So this person who ended up stealing somebody else's Chalik, this
he was someone that they called him Ben Chamsin Ad Soif Yamav. Regardless, we just finished an epic brisa. The 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, all the different brachas and all the miracles and all the good simanim that happened during that kufa, so that it was a sign that it was Hashoyis Hashchina and that everything was happening the way it was supposed to happen. So we go from one brisa to another. Also regarding Shimon HaTzadik, also a classic. Tanu Rabbanon. Shimon HaTzadik passed away. So Shimon HaTzadik told everybody, this year he's going to die. How do you know? He told him, because every Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, there used to be an old man that would come to me. He was wearing white clothing, and he was wearing a white head covering. He would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with me, and he would leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim with him. But today was Yom Kippur, and his name is Zaken Echad. And again, I saw Zaken Echad, but it was love of Shchayim. He was wearing black clothing, the Atav Shchayim, and he was wearing a black head covering. Nichnasim, he entered with me for Lo Yatzayimi, but he didn't leave with me. Acharegel, right after Yontif, Cholu Shivas Yom, and Shimon HaTzadik was sick for 7 days. Umeis v'nimnu ochavak kihan milavarch b'shem. And after the p'tir of Shimon HaTzadik, the kihanim stopped using the Shema Mefoirish in the Beis HaMikdash. So we spoke a lot about the Shem HaMefoirish, Machlokes the Rosh, Rav Haigoyin, whether it was the Shem Dalet Oisius or Mem Beis Oisius, but after the Petir of Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohanim stopped being Mevorech with the Shem. Tanu Rabbanu, Arbam Shana Kodem HaChurban HaBayis, 40 years before the Churban HaYugoril, Olu B'Yamin, every single Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would make the Goyrol, it never ended up, the Goyro that was Lashem, in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. And the Lashon Shel Zohar is never turned white. The Nemar Ravi was never lit. And the doors of the Heichel used to open up by themselves. And that was also a bad sign, because it meant that it was going to be easy for the enemy to enter the Heichel. He yelled at the Heichel. He said, Heichel, Heichel, why do you have to do this? We know that eventually you're going to be destroyed. In fact, Zechariah the Novi already said about you that Psach Levono in Dilasecha Vesoich Al Esh Barozecha. Yeah, we know that Psach Levono in Dilasecha, that eventually the Levono, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, its doors are going to open up Vesoich Al Esh, and it's going to be consumed by fires. We don't have to scare anybody. We know that. We know, unfortunately, there was the Nevuah Zechariah, but there's no reason for you to have to. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavloi, Lama Nikshmei Levono. So this possible Beis HaMikdash was referred to as Levono. Why? Shemal ben Avin Nesem Shal Yisrael. Because the Beis HaMikdash would whiten the Averis of the Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Zushu Bar Tuvi, Lama Nikshmei Yah. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called a forest? Where do you see that? It's called a forest. The Pasuk says that Vayitneim HaMelech Beis Yar HaLevano, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Just like things grow in a forest. Things used to grow in the Beis HaMikdash. See, he had trees that were made of gold. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. And they literally would bear fruit. It was a tree that grew fruit made of gold. And whenever the wind would blow, the fruit would fall off the tree. The Pasuk says, Yirash kalavonay piryoy, v'yotzitzu me'ir ke'isev ha'aretz, u'mehen ho'isev parnasa l'kuna. The Kehanim used to have parnasa from it. As soon as the Ovdi Chavim entered the Heichel, yafshu. This tree dried up, shenemar, because the Pasuk says, uferach levonoin umlol. That uferach, the prochim of the levonoin, the Beis HaMikdash umlol, was dried up. Also the Kodesh Baruch lachziru lanu. But eventually we're going to get it back. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, parayach tifrach v'sogel avgilas v'ranin kfoid ha'levonoin Nitan la, that eventually it's going to come back, because Paroyach Sifrach, this is the Nevuah of Nachum. It talks about something that's going to happen in the future. It's going to grow again. V'sogem v'loshen gila v'ranim v'loshen rinun k'foid ha'levano yinito, the covet of the levano, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be returned. What's it referring to specifically? It's referring to these trees that Shloimeh HaMelech had built. Exhale. So today's daf is hafachba vafachba de kulaba. There's lumdus in today's daf. There's pilpul in today's daf. There's history, Shimon HaTzadik in today's daf. There's a lot of divrei agado and chizuk. You have churban beis hamikdash. There's so much in today's daf. But we have to pick one thing to focus on, and that is the braisa that the Gemara mentioned on the top of daf lamed tes hamid beis. The Gemara said, Tanu Rabbanan. The year that Shimon HaTzadik passed away, Amalehem, on Yom Kippur, he turned to the Olam and he said, "Beshana zuhumes."
said, this year I'm going to die. So they said, how do you know? So he told them, the Chol Yom HaKippurim, every Yom Kippur, he mizdamin lizokin echad, levush levon and va'ot of levon. This is every single Yom Kippur. When I would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I would be escorted with a zokin, with an old man. This old man was wearing white clothing from head to toe. Nichnasimi, he would enter with me, the yotzaimi, and he would leave with me. Today I entered with a zakin, levush shechayrim va'atav shechayrim. He wasn't wearing white clothing, he was wearing black clothing. Nichnasimi, he entered with me, but v'lo yotzaimi, he didn't leave with me. Achar regel, after Yom Kippur, after Sukkis, Chalashivas Yomim, he was sick for 7 days, Umes, and he died. That was a turning point during Bayashani, because it was after that point they stopped using the Shem Havaya when they made brachas, even on Yom Kippur. Regardless, Shimon HaTzadik said that when he used to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wasn't alone. There was a Zokin Echad that would come with him. All the years, this Zokin Echad was Lavish Levanim, V'Atav Levanim. This one year, he was Lavish Shechayrim, and he was Atav Shechayrim. Tosfos, in Masechtas Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, which is where this Gemara is also brought, quotes a Yerushalmi that we've mentioned many times in the Daf. And that is, the Yerushalmi said, the Talmidim of Rabavo asked Rabavo, how is it possible that when Shimon HaTzadik entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a Zokin Echad that entered with him? The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh me'oil moyed bevoyoy el lechaper b'kodesh HaTzesoy. So when the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh b'oil moyed. Not only was nobody allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but there was no one even allowed to be in the oil moyed. So how is it possible that Shimon HaTzadik would go in with a Zokin? L'chayra, what happened to V'chol Adam lo yiyeh b'oil moyed? And the Talmidim of Rabbi Avol doubled down on the question. And they said, I know what you're going to tell me. It was a malach. So if it was a malach, it's okay. But they said it couldn't have been a malach either, because the pasuk says regarding the malachim, utmus pineyem pinei adam. Meaning, if it says v'chol adam la'yir ba'yomayit, it means a malach as well, because utmus pineyem of the malachim is pinei adam. So they said, Rabbi Avo, who was the zokin echad? Who, it couldn't be a person, couldn't literally be an elder yid, and couldn't even be a malach, because chaladam liyaloy omayin means udmus pnei and pnei adam. A malayin, Rabbi Avo said, my entire Talmidim. You want to know who it was? Man omali davi barnosh. Who said it was a person? Who said it was a malach? Ani oimer. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haya. That it was Kutcha Berichu. And that was the Zokin Echad that entered the Kodesh HaKadosh from Shimon HaTzadik. This was the Zokin Echad that exited the Kodesh HaKadosh from Shimon HaTzadik. It wasn't a person. It wasn't even a malach that's with Mus Pnei and Pnei Adam. Rather, it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Chvayda V'Atzmai. And of course, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not included in this idea of a Chaladam Liyah Bayomayim. And that's the way you understand the story. Now, the truth is that Pashit, from reading the Gemara, it sounds like that the Yerushalmi was of the opinion that if it says v'chol adam lo yiyeh b'oil moyed, it means that a malach is included in the word adam. Now, what does malach have to do with adam? An adam's a mensch, a malach's a malach. Oh, because it says utmus pnei and pnei adam. So you see that a malach is an adam, so that where the Torah says adam, it doesn't just mean a human being of flesh and bones, but it means a malach as well. But the truth is, that's a very big chiddush, because throughout the Torah, wherever it says the word adam, doesn't really mean dafka. It means even a malach. Is that true? Just one example. There's an Ovis de Rav Nosson in Perek Tes. Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam. Says the Ovis de Rav Nosson, Yochel, Shoya Anav Kamalachi Asharis. You would think that he was such an Anav. He was like mamish like the Malachi Asharis, or even bigger than Malachi Asharis. Talmud Loimer Mikol Adam. May Adam Amru, Vuloimi Malachi Asharis. What do you mean? What happened to this idea of Utmus Pnei and Pnei Adam? The Teretz says, because Adam ordinarily means Adam. Adam ordinarily does not mean Malachi Asharis. So what's Pshat in this Yerushalmi? Says the Karbana Eda, that it's Pashit, that what the Yerushalmi means is, because it says, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'oil mayed. And we're darshining the V'chol. There's a drasha over here. The drasha is, it doesn't just say, Adam lo yiyeh ba'oil mayed. It says, V'chol Adam lo yiyeh ba'oil mayed. We're darshining the word kol. And because we're darshining the word kol, so it's from kol, the rabbis, what are we marva? Something that ordinarily you would not think is Adam, such as a malach, but at the same time has a shaykhis to Adam, because it says, "Utmus pneyem pnei Adam." So the chol Adam is l'rabbis, that in this pasuk Adam means even a malach. As I state in Karbon Eid, I found the Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Beis HaOitzer, it's in Klal Yud Beis, he has a whole Arichos, whether wherever it says Adam in the Torah, does it mean Malach or does it not mean Malach? And it's an Arichos with Pilpul, Kedarka Bakoidish, and at the end he comes out like the Karban Eidah says Mefurish. And that is, of course, wherever it says in the Torah Adam, it doesn't mean Malach. And even though Tumus Pnei and Pnei Adam. But at the same time, here it's different, because here it says V'chal Adam, and it's from the word Kol, that Chazal knew, Rabavo Darshan, that word, that's how he knew V'chal Adam L'yeh Bayom Lo, it means even a Malach is not allowed to be there. And then he says something very gishmak, does Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, if that's the case, then it would come out that this drasha Rabavo, that said, that V'chal Adam L'yeh Bayom Lo, it means even a Malach, Tumus Pnei Pnei Adam, that's really only going to be true if you Darshan the word Kol. But if you don't darshan the word kol, so then you don't have this drasha, and the melech, then a malach would have been able to be in the oil might. So this whole idea of a chal adam liya by oil might, even a malach, which means that the zaken that was nichnasim and viyatsim must have been a kadosh baruch hu, that's all based on a drasha of a chal adam liya by oil might. Because from Adam itself, you would never think that it means malach, even though the most may have been the Adam. Teretz is Rabbi Avos darshaning the word kol, and it's from the word kol. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, my nafkamina, if you don't darshan kol, and this marmakai, for this, then it would come out that Enochinami, a Malach would be allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadosh, a Malach would be allowed to be in the Koyomayit, in the Oyomayit. That's what Yosef Engel says in his Beisite. But I just had one Ara based on this, and that is there's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim. It's an intense Gemara that we learned together not that long ago. It's Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Sugya of Heter Mitztaref L'Eser. We do not have to go to the Sugya of Heter Mitztaref L'Eser. But in English, what it means is that if someone eats a kezayis of Macholos Asuros, he gets Malchus, right? There's a shear of Macholos Asuros. How much Macholos Asuros would a person have to eat in order for him to get Malchus? It would have to be a kezayis. What would be if someone eats a taruvais of Isser v'Heter? Now, he didn't eat a kezayis of Isser, but the taruvais together was a kezayis. Hetem mitzdarf leiser, oy ein hetem mitzdarf leiser. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo said, "Then Rabbi Yochanan, kol isurim shebetayra ein hetem mitzdarf leiser. All isurei Torah, heter is not mitzdarf leiser. Chutz me isurei nazar. There's one place in the Torah that hetis mitzdarf leiser, and that's isurei nazar. Nazar is not allowed to drink wine, for example. So if he would drink wine." Pachas mikashir, and together have a dover heter pachas mikashir, of its zamen des ashir, the heter would be mitzdarif to the iser, and it would make up the shir. Shari umra Torah, because it says in the Torah regarding the nazir, mishras anovim lo yishta, mishras anovim teaches me that if he would take bread and he would soak it in wine, the thing that was shara b'yayin is included in the shir. The point is, from the word mishras anavim, Rabbi Avo said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan that even though b'chol yisurim shabbat Torah ain't had to mitzarf l'iser, when it comes to nazir, not zok to gemara ziri amar ziri argur. He said afsa'or balsak tiru. There's another loisa saying in the Torah where hetis mitzarf l'iser, and that is it says in the Torah. You're not allowed to take sa'ar, sourdough. And you're not allowed to take dvash, honey. And you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. Certain things we're not allowed to touch the mizbeach. Sa'ar and dvash, we're not allowed to touch the mizbeach. Said Ziri, what would be if somebody would take a half a shear of sa'ar and dvash, and if the mitzarif would heter of a half a shear, and says, Amen, there's a shear, the shear is kezayas, and he would put it on the mizbeach. So Ziri said he'd get malchus. Afsa'ar balsak tir. Zoktamar, come on. What's Pshat and Ze'iri? We understand Pshat and Rabbi Avom, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishras. Where is Ze'iri coming from? To Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Koil. It's because he held like Rabbi Eliezer, who darshins Koil and Shas. And the Pasuk says, Ki chol sa'ar, the chol devash, it's the word kol. He darshins kol, and based on that, he adds faith to Gemara. Then, when it comes to chametz on Pesach, you should have the same exact halacha, because wherever the Torah talks about chametz on Pesach and mentions the word kol, kol machnetzes like seichelu, kin kol oichol chametz v'nichrasa. So, if you darshin kol, there too, zok to Gemara. Enochinami, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Good point. According to Ze'iri, het is going to be mitznarif l'iser by nazir mishmas hanavim loyoichal, but it's also going to be mitznarif l'iser by Urbal Saktiru and by Chometz, because in those places it says Koil and Ze'iri Darshan's Koil. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Avoh and Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand and Ze'iri on the other hand. In the Sugya of Hetem et Starf Leser, specifically when it comes to the lav of Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash loy Saktiru mimenu Ishel Hashem, and when it comes to the lav of Kichol Oichol Chometz v'nichrasu ha'nefesh ha'imi Yisrael, Hetem et Starf Leser, oy ein Hetem et Starf Leser. Ze'iri holds Hetem et Starf Leser. Rabbi Avoh, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said,
Ain had to mitzarf leiser. Zirios had to mitzarf leiser because he darshins kol. Ki kol sa'ar v'chol devash. Ki kol loichol chametz. Reb Avo, who doesn't hold of had to mitzarf leiser, l'chayra, doesn't darshin kol. Pashat cheshmin. If that's the case, I think we have a little bit of a problem. Reb Avo was the one in the Yerushalmi that said that who was the Zaken Echad that went in with Shimon HaTzadik and left with Shimon HaTzadik on Yom Kippur. Said Reb Avo, it couldn't have been a person, because it says in the Torah, V'chaladim lo yeh b'yomai. It couldn't even be a malach, because Kol is marbi even a malach. T'mus p'neyem p'ney adam. So who was it? It must have been the Shekhinah. Ani oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Reb Avo said. L'chayre, if this whole idea that a malach couldn't be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is based on the Arshini Koil, like the Karban Eidah says beforeish in the Yerushalmi, like Rabbi Yosef Engel says in Beis Oitzah Klal Yud Beis, so l'chayre, if it's the Reb Avo, here Reb Avo Shita, in the Sugi of Hetem Etzdarf L'Isser, that Reb Avo holds that ain Hetem Etzdarf L'Isser, even in the places where it says Koil. The emes is, Toisfis in Psachim, Memdalon Amad Aleph, asks a kash in Rabbi Yochanan. That from this, Sugya Tosfos says, it's Mavur Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Hetem Etzdarf L'Isser when it comes to the Lava Bal Saktiru. And by the Issa Chomet, Vaisens Rabbi Yochanan doesn't Darshan Kol. And Tosfos says, I have a Rabbi Yochanan that does Darshan Kol. So Tosfos asks a Stira in Rabbi Yochanan based on this Sugya. We're asking a Stira in Rabbi Avo. L'chayra, Omer Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't just saying over Torah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He probably held that way. So if that's the case, Omer Rabbi Avo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avo doesn't Darshan Kol. Yet Rabbi Avo is the one in the Yerushalmi that said Mefurish that V'chal Adam La'yeh B'yomai means even a malach, and it's all based the way the G'dayle Achrayim explained on the fact that he darshan kol. So I was thinking maybe to say pshat, and that is with one introduction, and that is we know this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish throughout Shas. Chatzi shir asa min ha-Torah or chatzi shir mutam min ha-Torah. Meaning all machlokes asuras have a shir. What's the shir? Almost all of them is kazayis. Not all, but almost all of them are kazayis. Kazayis nevela, kazayis dreifa. The shir is a kazayis. And there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish what the function of the shir is. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a person that eats less than a kazayis of nevela and treifa and chazer is over nisa de raisa, just like if he ate a kazayis. So what's the significance of the shir? It's negei the malchus. There's no unshim unless a person eats a kazayis. But as it relates to the iser, the halach is chatzis is asa min ha-Torah. Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish holds that chatzis shir is mutim min ha-Torah. That if a person eats less than a kazayis of nevela, he doesn't get malchus. Not only won't he get malchus, he won't even be over in iser de raisa. Now what's the hesber in the machloikis? So the Gemara Masechtas Yuma daf ayin dalam and aleph brings a pasik and brings a makar. But the way it's mavur in the Rishonim, the Tav Tosfos and Yuma and Dalam and Aleph, we've gone through this many times, the Iker Makar is a pasuk. It says in the Torah, Dabra b'nei Yisrael leimar, kol chelev shor v'chese v'ez loisoy chelev. Rabbi Yochanan darshins kol chelev, don't say chelev. It says kol chelev, the rabbis, not only a kezayis, but even a chatzishe. In other words, the Makar to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzishir is asam in HaTorah, is that he darshins kol. It says kol chelev, and based on the fact that he darshins kol, that's how he knows that chatzishir is asam in HaTorah. Reish Lakish obviously doesn't darshin kol. And that's why he holds that even though it says kol chelev, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, chatzishir is going to be mutim in HaTorah. And that is Rabbi Yochanan Shita throughout Shas, the Chatzishir is awesome in HaTorah, and Rabbi Shlokish Shita throughout Shas, the Chatzishir is mutim in HaTorah. Stating that, there's a Yerushalmi in the sixth parak of Masechtas Trumas. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Umayde Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Rab Shimon ben Lakish, who holds Chatzishir is mutim in HaTorah, is Umayde be Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur, if a person would do Isuri Yom Kippur, Chatzishir, Chatzishir would be awesome in HaTorah. And this Yerushalmi, at first glance, is a Medrash Pliya. It's this retire. Why would Reish Lakish be moided by Yom Kippur? What's the difference between Yom Kippur and every other Isser in the Torah where Reish Lakish holds that Chatzishir is mutim in HaTorah? So the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, and this is an Erechayim Simen Yud. So he says, a Dover Nifla. He says, Pshat in Reish Lakish is, because the emes is, there's a Torah's Koyanim and Parshas Achrimais. The Torah's Koyanim is going on all the Psukim of Yom Kippur. And it says that on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. There was a special Avodah. And one of the things that it says in the Torah regarding Yom Kippur is, Ki bayoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem, litaher eschem, mikol tchatoy sechem, lefnei Hashem titaru. And then it says, V'chol melocha loy sasu, ha'ezrach v'ager agor besoichachem. V'chol melocha loy sasu, what does V'chol teach me? Zog, the Torah's Koyanim, it's the rabbis, that Chatzishir is going to be awesome in HaTorah. It's a Torah's Koyanim, says the said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, I have a Torah's Kainim that brings a special makar that Chatzish is also in a Torah on Yom Kippur. Mistama, what the Yerushalmi means in Perek Vav and Masechtes Trumas that Moedir Rav Shimon ben Lakish on Yom Kippur is probably this Torah's Kainim. Meaning, even though Rish Lakish doesn't hold the Chatzish is also in a Torah, but this drush of him, the Torah's Kainim, he does hold it. Oh, but Frank Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, what's Pasha Pshat? What's the drush in the Teres Kainim? The Chol Melacha Loi Sasu, Ho Ezrach VeHager HaGar BeZoichechem. It's the Teres Kainim is darshaning the word V'chol. The Chol Melacha Loi Sasu. That's where it's coming from. Reish Lakish, who holds Chatzish is Mutim and Atayra, is because he didn't darshan Kol Chelev. That means Reish Lakish doesn't hold of Kol. So Mamanav Shach. If Reish Lakish holds of this drush of Chol Melacha Loi Sasu, and that's why he holds on Yom Kippur Chatzish is Asim and Atayra, then why doesn't he hold of Kol Chelev? And if he doesn't hold of Kol Chelev, he shouldn't hold of Chol Melacha Loi Sasu either. So Mamanav Shach, you're right, I have a Mefurish Atayra's Kainim that has a new Makar that the Gemara in Yuma and Ayin Dal doesn't even mention. But like, at the end of the day, it's predicated on the Chol. It's predicated on darshing the word Chol. So if Reish Lakish doesn't darshing the word Chol, that's Yuma Ayin Dal, that's the Reish Lakish that holds Chatzish is Mutim and Atayra. So why would he darshan this? So Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis Adav Nifla. He says, we know there's a Shaila in Shas. Wherever the Torah says S, do we darshan S or do we Shimon Am Suni Hayyadarish Kalasim Shabbat Torah Achabal as Hashem Lekechatira? And then he was Pirish. Achabar Rabbi Akiva and he said as Hashem Lekechatira, the Rabbis Tamid Chachamah. We always speak out from the Sefer Eim Labina of Rabbi Yaakov Emden who was darshan Kol S, who darshan Kol S Shabbat Torah. Right, there's a whole Shaila. You darshan S, you don't darshan S. Taisim Sachs Mlachs David Aleph asks the steer in one of the Tanah. You do darshan S, you don't darshan S. One Gemara, yeah. One Gemara, no. It says Taisvis, there's a difference between S and the S. S, maybe that Tana didn't darshan. Oh, but the S with a Vav, maybe he darshan. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, it's Pasha to me, that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Pshat in the Yerushalmi is Reish Lakish holds Chatzish is Mutim and Atayra. That means Reish Lakish doesn't hold of Kol Chelev. Because Reish Lakish didn't darshan the word Kol. Oh, but the Kol he did darshan. What's the Teres Koyanim? It says in Parashas Achir Meis on Yom Kippur, the Kol Melacha Loisasu HaEzrach VaHager HaGar B'Soichichem. It doesn't say Kol Melacha Loisasu. It says the Kol Melacha Loisasu. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Hilge Beis Yitzchak, that just like Toysus and Menachas Yud Aleph was Mechalik between Darshaning S and V'S, and even if you don't Darshan S, it could be you would Darshan V'S. Yesh Loi, man, that's Reish Lakish Shita. Reish Lakish didn't Darshan Kol. Oh, but the Kol he did Darshan. And that's the Shita of the Yerushalmi Masechtes Trumas Davav. That Moedir Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Ben Yom Kippur, which at first glance is a Medrash Pliya, Zogt Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, that really, if you think about it, La'achar Ha'iyu, and it's not such a Pella. It's because the Yisoid of Reish Lakish Shita is that he didn't Darshan Kol. Abi Yishloima Vit Kol, he didn't Darshan. Mechat Pesi is splitting Vavs? Oh, I have a Makar for that. I have a Toysis and Menachas Dav Yud Aleph. Now, Toysis said it about S and V'S. But if it's true about S and V'S, why shouldn't it be true about Kol and V'Kol? The Vav clearly changes the word, and it makes it more darshanable. So it could be, we don't darshan S, but we darshan V'S. We don't darshan Kol, but at the same time, we're going to darshan V'Kol. So I was thinking, maybe that's Pshad in this Yerushalmi as well. Rabbi Vo doesn't darshan Kol. It's Mevuri doesn't darshan Kol. That's Psochim Mem Gimel Amen Aleph. Rabbi Vo holds his no hetem it's darf l'isser, even by the isser balsaktiru, even by the isser chametz. And Rabbi Vo said in the name Rabbi Yochanan, just like Tosfos was medayik, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of koil, and so too it's mavur that Rabbi Vo didn't hold of koil. Ah, we have a Yerushalmi. V'chaladim l'yivay omay. Talmidim came to Rabbi Vo. They said, who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with Shimon HaTzadik? It couldn't be a person. V'chaladim l'yivay omay. It couldn't even be a malach, because untubus p'nei p'nei adam. And that's all predicated on the drasha. What was the drasha? V'chaladim l'yivay omay. And Rabbi Vo said, I hear. But he said, who said it was a person and a malach? Ani Oimer, he said it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I, what do you mean? You're darshaning the Kol, the way the Karban Eidel learned, the way Rabbi Yosef Engel learned. I saw Rabbi Vo, Shitism, Zachem, Emgum, you don't darshan Kol. The Teretz is, Rabbi Vo didn't darshan Kol. Kol, Sar, V'chol, Devash, Lois, Aktiro. Kol, Loichel, Chometz. Kol, Loichel, Machmetz, says. Kol, he didn't darshan. But what does it say? In Parashas Achrei Mois, V'chol Adam La'yeh Bayomai. It could be there's a chilek between Kol and V'chol. Who said this chilek of Kol and V'chol? This was Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis' beer in the Yerushalmi in Perik Father Masechtes Trumas. Yesh Loima, the Yerushalmi in Perik Hei Masechtes Yuma is L'shitosai to the Yerushalmi in Perik Vav and Masechtes Trumas. It's the Zelbi Yerushalmi, the same Yerushalmi that's Michalik in Reish Lakish who doesn't darshan Kol. Chatzish is mutim in HaTorah, but on Yom Kippur, v'kol melacha loisasu, he does darshan. It's the same Yerushalmi. Rabbi Vo doesn't Darshan Kol. And that's why Ein Hetem Mitzdarif Le'issa. But at the same time, when it comes to V'chol Adam Le'il Mayit, it's all in the Vav. The Vav changes everything, and it could be that's the Chilik. It's parts that Yerushalmi L'shitasa. The same Yerushalmi Perik Vav in Mesechtes Trumas is this Yerushalmi Perik Hei in Mesechtes Yuma. But the truth is, what emerges from this whole shmooze is that even though Shimon HaTzadik said that every Yom Kippur he would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim and there was a Zakin that came with him, and this same Zakin exited with him. Who was this Zakin? Yerushalmi says it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chvoydei ve'atzmai. I think we have to revisit a Gemara that everybody knows, but in light of the sugya that we're learning right now, we have to see it with different oigin. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, just on the theme of classic Gemaras in today's Daf, Tanya. We learned in a brayse. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, "Pamachas nichnasti lahakti ketoyrus lefnai v'lefnim." He said, "I once entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim lahakti ketoyrus." It was obviously Yom Kippur. Then roisi akas rikel, and I saw akas rikel. Ka Hashem tzevakos shehu yoshev al kisei rom v'nisa v'amali, and akas rikel ka Hashem tzevakos, who was sitting al kisei rom v'nisa, started talking to me. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha talking, and he said, "Yishmol b'ni barcheni, Yishmol my son, give me a bracha." Amarti lo yiratzim ufanecha sheich b'shu rachamecha zkascha v'yagoylu rachamecha midoisecha v'tisnaigim b'amnecha b'midas harachamim v'tikones lohem lefnim mishuris hadin v'nenali b'roishoy. And then akas rikel shakul with the cup, and Kamash Malon, you see from this Gemara, because Akasrika wanted a bracha from Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, "Pamachas nechnasti lahakti ketoyrus lefnai v'lefnim." Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Agoyis Yavitz on this Gemara says, "Pamachas bashona nechnasti lahakti ketoyrus lefnai v'lefnim." He had one word. So this didn't happen one time. This happened Pamachas bashona. It happened once a year. It happened in Yom Kippur. This is the Keteris that was born in Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, "I entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'ro'isi akas rikel, and I saw akas rikel, ka Hashem tzvakos, shehu yoshev al kisei rom v'nisa." So who is akas rikel? Obviously, this is way above our pay grade, but Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Who is akas rikel? So Rav Nissim Goyen and Rav Sadia Goyen both said that it's Pashup akas rikel is a malach. Kasrikel's a malach. Now, it sounds a little from the Gemara, Ka Hashem Tzvakos, Shu Yoshev Al Kisei Rav Benisa. Oh, but Rav Nissim Goyen, Rav Sadia Goyen says, it's poshet, Rav Shmuel ben Elisha didn't see the Shechina. You know why? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Lo Yirani Adam V'chai. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't see the Shechina. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was Ki Lo Yirani Adam V'chai, how could Rav Shmuel ben Elisha have said the words, V'ro'isi Akas? Really can't. It's not possible. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha lived to tell the story. So it's not possible that he saw the Shechina. So who did he see? Akas Rikel. Are you going to ask me? Hashem Tzvakos. The Teretz is, there's a musig that a malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Shmoy Kishem Rabbi. The malach Matat is Shmoy Kishem Rabbi. So Hashem Tzvakos is Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shmoy Shal Akas Rikel is Kishem Rabbi. About Vada said Rav Nissim Goyen, and Rav Sadius goes back to the times of the Goyenin. This says Pasha that Akas Rikel, this Gemara, Rav Shmuel ben Elisha said he saw Pamachas Bishono Kishenechtasti Lahakti Ktairis of Naival of Nim. He didn't see the Shechina. That's not what he saw. Stating that, the Or Zeruah argued. And the Or Zeruah brings what the Goyenim said. He said Rav Nissim Goyen, and he said Rav Sadia Goyen. These were the Goyenim hundreds of years before the Or Zeruah. He said he saw what the Goyenim said. And they said that Akas Rikel was a malach. Oh, but the Or Zeruah can't be. It's not possible. He says they forgot the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, V'chol Adam L'yir B'yomayeh. And V'chol Adam is L'rabbis Afilu Malach. Because D'mus P'neim is K'pnei Adam. So how's it possible that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha walked in and he saw a malach? You can't be a malach. It's not possible. So said Dar Zeruah. It's muchrach from the Yerushalmi. From the way the Yerushalmi explained the Gemara in today's daf, in Yuma daf Lama Tesla, and based on who was the Zakin that was nichnasimi v'yatsimi together with Shimon HaTzadik? The Zakin was the Shechina. Ani oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Rabbi Avol. It had to be. Because v'chol Adam le'yir bo'yomai. It's not possible that it was a malach. So he said, what's pshat? Akas Rikel. Must be said Dar Zeruah that Akas Rikel was not a malach. but Akasrika was the Shechina. And the truth is, Ka Hashem Tzvaka, it sounds like it was the Shechina. And not just that, Shu Yoishev Akisei Ram V'Nisa says, yeah, you find an idea that Shmaik Hashem Rabbi, Abishahu Yoishev Akisei Ram V'Nisa, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's sitting on the Kisei HaKavod. What's the Kisei Ram V'Nisa? So said the Arzarua, based on today's daf, based on this Yerushalmi, that it's Pashin in this Gemara, Ba'akupam Machloikis. Machloikis goyim, literally going back 1,000 years. This machloikis, Rab Nissen goyim, Rab Sadia goyim. You have the Arzarua Ben Chanan also says what the Arzarua said. Mamish the kadmoine kadmoinim. They all debated this. Akasrikel was Akasrikel a malach, who was Akasrikel the Shechina bechvayd of Atzmai. But I found the Metzia, and the Metzia is in the Heligich Sam Sofer. It's in Chidushei Agada Alashas, which is printed in the back of the Torah's Moshe on Devarim. So at the end of the Torah's Moshe, Chumash, on Devarim, after there's Lukutim on Nach and on Tehillim, so at the very end, there's some Shtiklach on Divrei Agada. Not a lot of pieces, there's a few pieces. It starts with Brachas, obviously. The second piece on Masechtas Brachas is on this Gemara. Says the Chsam Sofer, there was a Shaila, whether Akasrikel is a Malach or Akasrikel is the Shechina. Veda, says the Chsam Sofer, Elu ve'elu Divrei Lekim Chayim. Akasrikel Hanisker Khan, who ha Hester Horishoin Shchina, Mislabeshes B'malach Abril. When you find this Loshon of Akasrikel, what it really means, it means the Shchina, but when the Shchina is Mislabeshes, it looks, it appears as if it's a Malach. So the Akasrikel was the Shchina. It was the Shchina. But at the same time, it was Meluvish, not like the Shchina, but rather it was Meluvish as if it was a Malach. And then the Chsam Sofer goes on to explain, which is just incredible, what exactly the Shem Akasrikel says. So he says, we know that we live in a world of Hester Ponim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really Enoid Mavadoi, Meloi Kalaris Kevoidoi. Everything in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet, you open up your window shades, you look outside, you don't necessarily see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Master himself. There's an idea of Hester upon him, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoishev B'Seisar Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Behastar. So he says there's three levels of Hastara. The Hester HaRishon, the first level of Hastara, as if to say the lowest level of Hastara, the lowest disguise is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meluvish K'moy Malach, and that's what the Shem Akasrikel is. And he says, Remez L'davar, Akasrikel is Begematria 662, and the word Beseser is also Begematria 662. And that's Yoishev Beseser Elyon. The Yoishev Beseser Elyon is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Behastara. It's the Hester HaRishon, L'shoyne Yazov Shalach Sam Sofer. And it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this state of Astara, where he's a Malach, where Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha could have some form of Re'iyah, of Ro'isi Akasrikel. But that's when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Shechina, it's the Hester HaRishon. He says the Hester HaSheni is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as the Malach Matat. So the Malach Matat is also Shmoike Shem Rabbi. He is the Yad Yamin Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chazal. And that's really the Hester HaSheni. Meaning that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more Hastara. When there's a higher level of Hastara, more intense Hastara, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malach Matat. And he says, Remez L'davar, because if you spell out Matat, Mem Tes Tes Resh Vav Nun, it's the Gematria 314, which is the Gematria of Shakai. Yoishev B'Seisar Elyon, B'Tzel Shakai Yisloinon. Varm the Flon. Yoishev B'Seisar Elyon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoishev B'Seisar. The first level of Seisar is 662. That's the Gematria of Akasrikel. And then there's another level of Seisar, and that's B'Tzel Shakai Yisloinon. B'Tzel of Shakai. Shakai is the Gematria of Matat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisloinon Kaviyochel in the shadow of Shakai, in the shadow of Matat, because that's the next level of Astara. The third level of Astara, I can't even read, so that I Pasha can't even repeat. But either way, my Pasha don't know what it means. But regardless, this is at least moving on some level. Yoishev B'Seisar Elyon, B'Tzel Shakai Yisloinon. There's a footnote in the new Torah's Moshe, the new Chsam Sofers, where they bring on the bottom that Chsam Sofer spoke about this in a bunch of different places. He spoke about it in a bunch of drushes. And the Iker place that the Chsam Sofer used to talk about, the Shem Akasrikel, is when he used to give drushes on Purim. On Purim, Tainus Esther, Zayin Adar, in those drushes, the Chsam Sofer used to talk about this. And he used to say that the Nisim of Purim happened b'hastara. Esther min atayra minayim shenema v'noichi aster haster pana b'yemahu. He said the miracles all happened b'hastara. And he said the gedder, the nature of the hastara was that it was the shame of Akasrikel. It was the shame of Akasrikel that somehow made all the miracles happen. And he said, remez ledavar. The pasuk says, shame oylam etein loy, asher lo yikares. He said, the oisius lo yikares is Akasrikel. The Oysius of Loi Yikoris is Akas. He says it's Chaser Aleph. He says a whole pshat. He says Esther also is 661. Bisei says 662. Esther is 661. So it's Bisei Chaser Aleph. Ayin Shom Dvarim the Flam Mamish. And he says that's pshat in the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, where the Gemara says V'hoyel Hashem L'shem L'Ois Oylam Loi Yikoris. What's it referring to? It's referring to Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah. What does that pasuk have to do with Purim and Kriyas HaMegillah? It's a Sedech Sam Soifer and Pnimiyas HaTayro because Loi Yikoris is a remez to Akas Rikel, and that's really what Chazal were being megalotas, but a megalonelo the tznuin, so they hid it in this Chazal. But really, lo yikaris is Akas Rikel, because that's Yoshev b'seiser elyon, that's Shechina. But at the same time, where it's ro'isi Akas Rikel, where you don't have the kilo yirani yod mechai, which shayach to see, and that's how the Nes of Purim happened. It all happened through the shame of Akas Rikel. But either way, so this is the ro'isi Akas Rikel of the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, which connects l'chayre very much to our daf, Yuma daf lametes on the days, Shimon HaTzadik saw Zokin Echad, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha saw Akas Rikel. The nuances between Zokin Echad and Akas Rikel are vada, way above our pay grade. But Kemavur, the idea was that they were Zoicha, Shimon HaTzadik, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, they were Zoicha to an unbelievable Gilu Shechina, literally. They saw Kadosh Baruch Hu Bechfoide Va'atzmei, just to end the key toiv, and that is. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha sees Akas Rikel. For Amali, Yishmol ben Ibarcheni, Amarti loy. So Shmuel ben Elisha said, "How to give David the bracha?" So what's the bracha? So he said, "Yiratzen b'lfanecha, sheyich b'shu rachamecha skascha." Yiratzen b'lfanecha. He said a whole tefila. He said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, your rachamim should be koyvish your kas. It should suffocate your kas. V'yo goylu rachamecha midaisecha. Yud gimel midas shorachamim. V'tisnaim imbanecha v'midas harachamim. V'tikonis lehem lefnim mishur esadim. And you should go with them lefnim mishur esadim." So the Chassam Sofer, that same shtickle, he asks Akasha. He says, "I understand. This is a bracha for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. This sounds like an epic bracha for Klal Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, 'Yishmol b'ni barcheni.' What was the bracha? The bracha was Yich b'shur rachamecha is kascha. V'yagoylu rachamecha midai snecha. It should have been some. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, show restraint. Go lefnim mishur esadin. Right? V'yagoylu rachamecha. He's telling the Eibush, the Mamish, to go connected. What really maybe the right thing to do would be. This is a bracha for Klal Yisrael. What's Yishmol b'ni barcheni? Right? Kamash b'lon shalit teiber chesedit kalib enecha. Eibush asked for a bracha. He asked for a tefila. This is a bracha for Klal Yisrael. What happened to Yishmol ben Ibarcheni?" So the Chassam Sofer says, "Bekitzer, what Reb Chaim Voloshin in another place says Barichos, and that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Toiv Umeitiv. And what Hashem wants to do is He wants to be Toiv Umeitiv. The problem is, when we do Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be Toiv Umeitiv. Reb Chaim Voloshin in Nefesh HaChaim explains it to a father that has the means to help his children and to give them whatever they want. But the problem is sometimes he has to discipline his child. And he said, there's nothing more painful for a parent that is able to give his child things that will benefit him, but he cannot do it simply because he's handicapped, because his child won't allow him to do it. So he says the greatest tsar that the Shechina has is when the Shechina has to bring tzaras onto this world, and when the Yidin can't get the toiv and the bracha that he really wants to give them. And Reb Chaim Voloshin famously says that even though the Mishnah says al tiu kavodim amasham shen esarav al menas lekabel pras, el tiu kavodim amasham shen esarav shaloy al menas lekabel pras. Right? Someone's mesham shen esarav al menas lekabel pras. That's a low madrega. Oh, you're serving Hashem because you want to be rewarded. The higher madrega is you should do it shaloy al menas lekabel pras. But said Reb Chaim Voloshin ki yadua that is even a higher madrega than shaloy al menas lekabel pras, and that's the madrega of al menas lekabel pras. What does that mean? He says it's when the almanas lekabel pras is not because you want the pras, but you want the pras because you know how badly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you the pras. So you meshamish as a rav almanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to give you the. So the lowest madrega is I just want to get oilam hab. The higher madrega is I'm doing it because that's what I'm supposed to do. The higher madrega is I want Olam Haba because I know how badly HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give me Olam Haba. So Zok the Heilige Chassam Sofer, he said that was the Brach the Eibishter told Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Barcheni. Ben Yishmol ben Barcheni. So the Eibishter, Rabbi Shmuel, turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, what could be the Bracha? What Bracha do you give Kavi Yochel? I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, you have to give the Eibishter a Bracha. Like, what are you supposed to say? So you know what the Bracha was? The bracha was Sheyich B'shur Rachamechus Kas Eibishter. I know what you want. The dast of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmas HaElyon is to be Tovu Meitiv. The problem is Klai Yisrael doesn't always deserve to be Tovu Meitiv. So you know what? Yich B'shur Rachamechus Kascha. That when you're in a moment of Kas and you feel that now's the time for it to be a tsar in the world, it should be Yich B'shur Rachamechus Kascha. He said, "V'yogoy Rachamecha Midai Secha." And if there's ever a time where one of the Midos that are supposed to come out, it should be your goy l'rachamecho. Fitis naim bebanecho, the midas harachamim. Fitis tekonis lam lefnim mishur esadin. It should be a bechin of lefnim mishur esadin. This is what it should be. That it should be a bechin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know what you want. You want to be toivu meitiv. You should be toivu meitiv. Yich b'shur rachamecho es kascho. Your goy l'rachamecho midasecho. Tekonis lam lefnim mishur esadin. This is what it should be. This was the ultimate bracha. This was a bracha of a Klal Yisrael. For sure. But it's even a bigger bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the problem is, it doesn't always work that way. And that was in the bracha. The bracha was Sheyich B'shu Rachamecha Es Kascha. I saw the Heilige B'nai Yisoscha says, and we'll end with this. He says, Rabbi Shmuel was a Kohen Gadol. And the Eibishter said, Yishmol B'ni Barcheni. He says, Rabbi Shmuel, give me a bracha. So he gave him a Birchas Kohen. The bracha of the Kohen is, Kaisa Baruch Hu Es B'nai Yisrael Omer Lehem. It's this week's parasha. Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. So said the Heilige B'nai Yisoschar, that if the words, Kaisa Baruch Hu Es B'nai Yisrael, first word is Yisrael, Omer Lehem Yivarechecha, if you sit down with a pen and paper and you work through the Rosh HaTevis, these are the Rosh HaTevis of those first words, those four words, Birchas, Rabbi Yishmael, Yich b'shu rachamecha es kascha, v'yogoylu rachamecha es midoisecha, k'nois lohem lefnim mishur es hadin. He said, that's one of the soidos, talk about the shem chav beis oisiyas, that are hidden inside the bracha of Berchas Kayanim. But there's a soid over here that the bracha of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he gave a bracha, it was a Berchas Kayan. This is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, B'nai Barcheni, it was an understanding that this had to be a Berchas Kayan. And the B'nai Yisoscha said that it was Merum is this bracha, Yisrael, Omer, Lehem Yivarechecha, as the Rosh HaTevis, Kemat, Mila B'Mila, for the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha gave, and we should talk about Yizoycha, that it should be Yich B'shu Rachamecha, as Kascha, V'yogoylu Rachamecha, Midoisecha, V'tesnaig, and B'nai, Echel Midas Arachanim, Vetikonis Lahem Lefnim Meshur Esadim.